Mark Connolly and Rick Ray are registered representatives and financial advisors with Park Avenue Securities, a registered broker deal and investment advisor. The information you will hear on this show is for information purposes only, and individual situations vary. The information should be relied upon only when coordinated with individual professional advice.
Do you want to be more successful in business? Do you know what it takes to get there? Then what should you do with that success and the wealth you're accumulating? So many business people are great at operation but have no exit strategy. If you want a strategy that can deal with the financial forces trying to destroy your wealth, keep listening. Lone Star Money Resource with Mark Connolly, Dale Pieper, and Rick Ray of Wealth Design Group starts now.
All right, you are listening to Lone Star Money Resource. This is Mark Connolly. I am here with Dale Pieper as well, and we are ready to have a wonderful Thursday afternoon with everybody. We're extremely excited because last night was incredible. The Rockets, they had their big comeback, and I was so excited about it, and guess what? I didn't even get to see it. And we had one of our coaching sessions that we did for money management with doctors last night, and then they were losing by quite a bit when we were wrapping up. And by the time we packed up, it was over, and apparently we won.
Apparently all you got to do is just let Westbrook dominate the game, wear him out, and then you win in like the last few minutes.
That's awesome. So
Astros won too.
Yeah, that's right.
Half of y'all might be going to the game that starts here in about 10 minutes.
But we're glad that you're listening to the Lone Star Money Resource.
Absolutely.
Because you need to make sure that you have your finances in order prior to watching baseball and eating peanuts and drinking beer. These are important things.
You can buy more peanuts, you can buy more beer.
So today we have got a wonderful guest on the show. We've got Paul Ostrin here with Unlimited Integration. And, you know, as one of the things that we do at Wealth Design Group is we help business owners. We help them monetize their business and put more value into their business. And even though that makes for cool conversation and great radio talk, we also like to actually talk to the people who start these businesses. And they are the entrepreneurs, and they're the ones that are the movers and the shakers, and they're making things happen. And so we were very excited when we got to hear that we were going to get to have Paul on today to tell his story and give you some insight and give you some knowledge and some wisdom as to different things that some of you out there who want to be entrepreneurs should consider. Some of you, you know, just like to hear cool business stories. And so I think that I like to go to the source of the people that are out there in the trenches that are doing it. And so, Paul, we want to thank you very much for coming on the show today. We're very excited to have you.
For sure.
And
excited to be here.
So I guess, you know, Unlimited Integration is your company that you have. And so a lot of people listening may not know what Unlimited Integration does. So just let's start off. Just tell us about your business.
All right. So we're a luxury home services company, right? So we do automation. We do lighting control. We do audio, video, security, pretty much anything that is not the electrician's job, we take care of. We're the smart guys in your house. We make your smart homes and that sort of thing. So you know, cameras, alarm systems, TVs, speakers, on the high end level. So 8 to 10,000 square foot houses usually.
Okay,
kind of our sweet spot.
Are you involved? Like when they're getting ready to build them, or are you coming in after the fact, or both, or
both? I mean, we get our referrals come in from builders, architects, you know, straight referrals from other clients, that sort of thing. So obviously, you know, our perfect house is we get involved when the architect is designing the house. We get to help with the lighting plan. We wire the whole house the way we want it wired. We lay everything out. Everything's perfect, and we're wonderful. That obviously isn't the case all the time. There are plenty of guys who have gone in and done this, and you know, technology's great and it's cool and it's awesome, but it doesn't last long, right? So, you know, things change so quickly that, you know, we'll go into a house that was built in, you know, 2005, 2008, and we'll have to go in and kind of redo everything, right? So, mm-hmm. You know, TVs may be okay, but you know, they want newer technologies. They want Apple TV. They want LED lighting, that sort of thing. You know, we come in and we add all that kind of stuff in for them.
Yeah, my favorite's LED lighting. That's cool.
LED lighting is awesome. Yeah, so you know, it save you tons of money, right? So, you know, a house, a 10,000 square foot house that has, you know, 400 watt bulbs in it. You know, and we go change those to 2 watt LED bulbs. I mean, you know, that's there's a huge savings for the client there. So, you know, so that's the newest part of our business is lighting and lighting control. But you know, we're still a integration company, so we do plenty of TV hangs, we do plenty of speaker installs, we do all that kind of stuff as well. You know,
but and it can all be controlled from your Apple Watch.
It can be controlled from your watch, from your iPad, from your, you know, whatever device you'd like. Absolutely.
So. Gadgets. Everybody loves gadgets.
That's exactly right. I mean, that's 100% what it's about. So.
Awesome. So we're going to get a little bit more into your business. And if you could, just let everybody know how they would learn about your business or contact you if they had an interest.
So, I mean, you know, we have a Facebook page, Unlimited Integration. We have a website, www.unlimitedintegration.com. We have, obviously, call our office. It's 832-857-0080. You know, and we can definitely get you taken care of or come out and look at what you got.
Okay. That sounds awesome, and we want to come back to the business. We want to learn about your story. But before we do that, we always like to know about you and your family. So if you kind of give us the personal touch, we'd like to know about that.
Right. So three kids, amazing wife, two boys and a girl. Boys are 5 and 6. My daughter's 9. And, you know, they're everything, right? They're the reason that all of this exists. They're, you know. My wife is super mom, and she's awesome. She's our biggest supporter. So, you know, and my kids are awesome. I think they wish I was home more and whatever. But you know, it is what it is. So they're awesome. So.
Pretty cool. And you mentioned being home, and this is one of the things that is difficult for a lot of the business owners and successful people that we get to talk to, is just a little bit about how do you go about balancing the successful business and your personal life. What are your strategies you put in play there?
So, I mean, you know, I think that, like I said, I think that my kids wish I was home more, and you know, I wish I could get home at 5 o'clock every day. But, you know, a lot of our business is the fact that, you know, a client gets home at 5 o'clock as well, right? So sometimes, you know, we've got to go meet at 6 o'clock when they're home, or we've got, or the guys, you know, I like to see my guys at the end of the day and kind of debrief them a little bit. And so, you know, if the guys get back at 5:30, then, you know, I'd like to talk to them for 15 or 10 minutes just to kind of know if they had any problems that day and that sort of thing. So, you know, it's hard to be home at 5 o'clock. And so, you know, we travel a lot with the kids. I try to make my weekends available for the kids, mm-hmm. you know, and we, you know, we do as much as we can for them that I'm available, and I don't know that I separate it well. I think that you know, we've only been in business since 2011, which, you know, is not a ton of time, and you know, we're growing amazingly well, but you know, we're still growing, and I think that for us that's a little bit tough. So, you know, I'm not as home as much as I'd like to be, but you know, we just got back from a cruise with the kids, and was in South Africa last month with the kids. So, you know,
South Africa, you don't have people choose that too often.
No, my family's from there, so okay, my cousin's okay. getting married. But, you know, we do what we have to do, right? So, I mean, you know, we put a little bit more effort in probably than others to travel, because it's about the only way I can really disconnect, right? So, right. So we put a little bit more effort into that sort of thing. But for the most part, you know, we do the best we can, right?
So. You bet. Yeah, it's sometimes the staycation sounds like a good idea, but then you realize you're just going to work.
That's 100% correct, right? Like I, you know, if I'm at home and I have my phone readily available to me, and you know, I'm not one of those guys that you know, my clients are high end clients, and they have my cell phone number, and most of them don't probably call every day, right? I mean, they most don't call.
Oh, you know, you got the ones that do.
No, of course, I mean, we of course do, right? And actually, I mean, The client that calls me is actually better than the client that doesn't, right? The client that calls and says, you know, and is in constant contact with us, we at least know what's going on. And that's the client that's going to refer us the most, right?
Yep.
It's the client that never calls, that you get a call and it's, like, you know, uh-oh, New Year's Eve, and they're like, this hasn't worked all year. It's like, well, I mean,
the Super Bowl is about to start.
You know, yeah, exactly.
My projector won't come on.
Right. And I mean, you know, we are, because we're smaller and we have fewer clients, we try to be proactive with a lot of that, right? And we try to call our clients and say, hey, you know, you've got this thing coming up. You know, is everything okay? You know, we try to kind of be involved in our clients' lives a little bit more. And so, you know, if we know an event is coming up and you know, we try to make sure that either somebody's available for the event or available that week to go and double check everything for them. But it still happens, right? I mean, it still happens that, you know, somebody poured water on something and, you know, it's this weekend and we've got to go figure it out. And, you know, that's what sort of makes it. But you know, I do feel like, you know, getting out of town and, you know, if I'm staying in downtown somewhere with my wife and my phone rings, she knows that, like, it's hard for me not to answer that. Right.
Right.
And again, I have the best team in Houston. So I don't have to answer every time. And I know that the next guy on the list is going to get it and get it done and get it done on a Sunday and whatever it might be, but it's still tough. Right. I mean, it's still my baby. Right. And so, you know, that phone rings and I know that client, and that client's especially one of those clients that may not call that often, but is in touch with us. And so, you know, when if they were to call on a weekend, it's probably something real. It's hard for me not to grab that phone and say, okay, hey, what's going on? You know? Yeah. So
you've kind of got that drive that's in there. And so,
sure.
But that's why you do the vacations, right?
But that's right.
You're in the middle of the ocean where your phone doesn't work.
That's exactly right. I was in a cruise last week and the Wi-Fi was not working well. And one of the other guys I was on is also a business owner. And he was just like, this is driving me nuts. And I was like, you know, thankfully, I think this is the first time, you know, we go on this cruise every year with a bunch of different families. And I think it's really the first time that I could really disconnect. And I felt like I came back and really felt like a good vacation. And because, you know, we've got the right people in place. And, you know, I was able to get in contact when we were at port and stuff like that. And when I'd call, everything, oh, no, everything's great. You know, we've got it all under control. And that, to me, you know, really does, you know, just make it all easier for me.
Just out of curiosity, are you Caribbean cruise kind of guy, or are you like Alaskan cruise kind
of
guy?
No, Caribbean. I mean, okay. Out of Galveston, right?
Okay, yeah.
You know, three little kids. You know, we tried the Miami thing once, and you know, the nice thing about a cruise is you don't have any bag limitations, right? So like, the kids want to take this, the kids want to take that, the kids want to take this. Well, if I got to fly it to Miami, then now I have Southwest bag limitations or United's bag, you know, and instead, I just put it in the car. We go and unload.
Get the U-Haul.
Yeah.
Pull right up to that boat.
The truth is, there might be a bag limitation. I've never hit that bag. You know, so, but you know, I mean, we each have, you know, we each go with a suitcase, and you know, the kids can take, you know, their own stuffed animals and whatever they want to take. And, you know, you just drive to Galveston. And then the other nice thing is, when you're done, right? I don't know how you guys are on vacation, but for me, it's like, you know, even on a flight, right? If I get there and I'm done, it's like, we're done, right? I want to go home now, right? And,
yes.
And so flying back from Miami, it's like, okay, the cruise is now over. Well, now I've got an 8-hour wait at the airport until the flight goes. And now that flight's delayed. And now, you know, by the time you're done with that, it's like, you know, that whole week of relaxation is now gone.
Right? Stress
from that eight hour window with three kids in an airport. So you know, I mean, for us, it's on the cruise level, it's Galveston 100%.
That's pretty cool. So. Awesome. You said that you've got a smaller company. How many employees do you have?
So we are 16 total right now.
Okay.
And then we also use some subcontractors as well for some of our sort of heavier lifting, I would call it. But yeah, we're 16. And that sort of sometimes fluctuates. A couple of those guys are part-time. So.
Okay. All right. Cool. Well, we are here with Paul Ostrin from Unlimited Integration, and they do a lot of cool stuff for your house and making the lighting and all the sound and the audio and the visual, and they make everything work. And we're going to learn a lot about Paul's story when we get into the next segment, and kind of we're going to go down memory lane and hear about how he got in the business and hear –
some of the cool entrepreneur stories that come with that in the next segment. However, I do want to make an announcement that we are having our live coaching event. It's going to be next Thursday evening. This is going to be a powerful event that you're going to want to come to. If you are interested in getting more information or RSVPing, 713-826-0426. You also can go to wealthdesigngroup.net. What we're really going to be talking about are the returns that are proposed to people in the investment world, or they're shown. How do you actually know that they're verified, they're audited, and they're real returns? So it's going to be an interesting conversation that you're going to want to learn how to do that, because your whole life you're going to be hearing about investment returns and portfolio returns, and you need to know what to look for. 713-826-0426, Lone Star Money Resource.